Message this morning is the branch, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The branch. A fellow came up to me this week that I'd had a conversation with last week, and he said, and the first words out of his mouth, I'd spoken to him about the branch, and he said, the branch. He goes to church up the country. He lives up east of Austin, and he said the branch, and that I guess we were speaking of it, and it struck me, and so I have the. Are you a branch? I think we're all branches, but what sort of branch? And you consider this very, very carefully. When I look at the branches on that live oak tree out there, those of you who don't have this live oak tree, they're huge trees. They're just glorious trees. And they grow for hundreds of years. And when I look at the branches on that live oak tree, there's absolutely no doubt. And I'm not very good with whatever it's called, horticulture, identifying. But I can identify the three primary trees on this property, or in South Texas, you might say. There's no doubt that it's a live oak branch. And so I'd ask you this morning, are you such in the Lord? Now, you get that, because in my sleep a few days ago, the Lord revealed something to me. I'm going to just give you a taste of it, and that is, in John chapter 6 and verse 56, he said, if you'll remember, he said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, now let's think about the branch, dwelleth in me and I in him. And it was a hard, hard thing. To this day, people don't understand it, and they formed whole religions concerning this, you see. Flesh and blood, branches, dwelling in the vine. And I can be, or you might say we can be, nothing other than what we are. That live oak tree can't be anything else. That cardinal out there cannot be anything else. I don't know why men and women have such a problem with that. And more today, more so today than ever. So I can only be what I am. And the Bible says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Now what does that mean? They're made known. Well, you can't go around saying these are children of God and these are children of the devil. My Bible says, in this the children of God are manifest, made known. Children of God and the children of the devil. As manifest as those trees out there. I've basically, as I spoke before, three trees on this place. The live oak, mesquite, weesach. And they're very, very different. So different even I can recognize, you see. And two of them, they'll hurt you. They contain thorns. And I've had a taste of both. The children of God, now listen, do not contain thorns. That's how blatant that the contrast is there. They do not contain thorns. They are the sons of God. Now today we see those thorns marching in the streets in drag. And they're every bit as much thorns as those trees contain out there. I like to think a cat claw like Jezebel. I got some of that. I didn't even try. Matter of fact, I did everything to avoid it, and it still got me. If you'd have to live down here in South Texas to understand that, but they almost have a mind of their own. And there shall come forth a rod, our text, out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. You know, Jesus said, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. That's what he said. That's so profound, but yet so simple. I'm the vine, you're the branches. What are the branches on the oak tree look like? What are the branches on the mesquite tree look like? What are the branches on the Wesatch look like? And it doesn't get much simpler than that. And those that don't abide in such, the Bible says that they're cast forth and burned. Because Jesus said an incredible statement. He said, for without me, it's amazing I see all these religious things. Without me, ye can do nothing. Ye can do nothing. About like those two little boys. And therein lies the manifestation. It seems that we take the simple and we make it hard. And for numbers today, men, they'll take thorns and thistles and declare them oaks. It's an amazing. It was probably the first thing I learned in religion. Let's go get the thorns and thistles and make them oaks. So you might say I'll use a controversy. I'd like you to tell me who among you sees a body marked with a tattoo. Now listen, and gets the witness of the Holy Spirit. Anybody? Not ever. Not ever. One among the children of God would desire marks on their body? These aren't drunk sailors. Or even wears a mask. I'll go that far. I never get the witness of the Holy Ghost from either of those things. I get a witness, but it's not the Holy Ghost. Are we not told, listen, in 1 John 4, to try the spirits? Well, to what end? Why are we to do that? I just told you that the children of God are manifest. Children of the devil are manifest. Oh, well, you're judging. I'm not judging anything. I'm obeying the word of God. We're told to try the spirits. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. I like numbers. Numbers don't lie. You know, branches don't lie either. Because it says, even as he is righteous. You ever read it? And speaking of sin, Paul declares in Ephesians 5:3, he said it, he names some sins, fornication, such. He says, let it not be named once among you as becometh saints. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. In the John we were speaking of a while ago, John 6. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. And in John 8, he said, you're of your father the devil. And Jesus right there in those two chapters, it's just as if he went to the first church in town, the biggest church in town, and he lays the religious world flat. He speaks of his blood and he speaks of his flesh. And in chapter 8, he speaks of Abraham. And he said, if you're of Abraham, this is how you do. And we spoke about that last week. We preached on Abraham. He believed and it was counted unto him for righteousness, you see. And his disciples come out, those listening to him preach said, that's a hard saying, who can hear that? And the Bible says that many of them went back at that time. Matter of fact, all except 11 or 12. Just like us. And they all left, and you see, look around. So no, Jeff, we probably won't have a mega church. I could do that. I am trained to do that in the secular, in the natural. I will not do that in the spiritual. You see, the truth is such is preached here. And when you preach truth, and the purer that you preach truth, that's a hard saying. Who can hear it? And many of them left. Who desires to abide in the vine? Jesus said, why do you not understand my speech? And then he looks at him and says, because you're of your father, the devil. That's what he told him. Well, that'd be popular, wouldn't it? You see? Thorns, thistles, tattoos, flesh, paint, pants. You've come a long way, baby, and be all that you can be. We used to laugh about that. And now they're marching in the streets. And now they're having vulgar things for children this young. All the messages that I've been given for over 36 years are now right before our very eyes. That's why when I prayed this morning, I look back and I see it, and it's as plain as day. But not that oak tree. That oak tree is just like it was when we started this work 23 years ago, 24 years ago. That oak tree is just like it was. Oh, it's lost some branches, but it's gained some branches. It's still just that great big oak tree. You see? Not those branches. For over 2,000 years, it's still a live oak tree. And for 2,000 years, the mesquite and weesats, they still have the thorns. Now, what I would tell you is, just try grafting one to another. And think about what we do in religion today. Romans chapter 11, verse 16, you know these things. I don't have you turn, because I hope you know these things. He said, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy. Now hear it. If the root be holy, so are the branches. You remember our text? The branch out of the root of Jesse. So are the branches. Amen? If the root be holy, so are the branches. Well, what was grafted in? Mesquite and weesach? No. Olives. You remember that in Romans chapter 11? It was an olive tree. But it was a pure olive tree. But what did he graft in? Y'all remember?
Olives.
Different though. Wild. Guilty. Wild olives. Yeah, that's plenty wild. But bless God, I was an olive. You hear me? I was as prodigal as you can get. But I was an olive. I was a son. And I've been a son before the foundation of the earth. Wheat or tare? Sheep or a goat? Live oak or weesage? In my wildest, and I don't know if it's this way because I don't believe everybody's a prodigal, but I was. In my wildest, most unregenerate state, there were taboos and lines I wouldn't cross. And I had no explanation for it, because it wasn't spiritual. You know that, because you had them too. We've discussed them. And you look back and go, why didn't I do that? I just couldn't. Well, what kept me? I was an olive. I was a wild olive. See? It couldn't be any other way, because that's what we are. Remember, chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. What did I say I did to get saved last week? Does anybody remember? It's probably not the best phrase. Some people wouldn't like it. The old lady with the blue hair on the front row would certainly not be happy. What did I do to get saved? I reiterated to a man this week. He goes to a Baptist church. Not one cotton-picking thing. Did I choose to be an olive? No. Did I choose to be a sheep? No. Luke 15 says of the prodigal, if you remember the story, the Bible says, and when he came to himself, what does that mean? Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. What am I doing in this pig pen? I'm an olive. Them pigs will eat them olives. Not good grammar. Good Bible. Hey, I'm a live oak tree. I don't belong here. This world's not my home. It's olives for me. As I've told you many times, son, are you through? Oh, yes, Father. I'm through. And listen what he said. Just like me. I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Graft him back in, boys. He's home. Put a ring on his hand. Put shoes on his feet. Kill the fatted calf, and the Bible says, and let's eat. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he said, for this thy brother. He's still your brother, boy. He's wild, but he's your brother. Was dead and is alive again. And he was lost and he's found. Amen. 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 Thank you, God, for the branch in which I can be no other. A branch. How glorious. Grafted into a vine. Eat my flesh. Drink my blood. What does that branch do? Eat my flesh. Drink my blood. A clue in my crossword this morning. And it's in there quite often is sap. S-A-P. It's the blood of the tree. Same flesh. Cut that branch and you got the same rings that you do in that big tree. The branch. Thank you, Jesus.